This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, farmers have just five more days to complete the U.S. Census of Agriculture survey. Illinois State Statistician for the National Ag Statistics Service, Mark Schleusner, said Illinois farmers have done a nice job so far, but for those who haven't completed the survey, there's still time to put it in the mail or finish it online. And it's required by law.
February 5 is the deadline for sending in census questionnaires, so please return your form to us, even if you don't farm. I know for some people, they've retired. They've sold the land. They put away the combine and the planter, so maybe they're not responding. Please do write a note on that form and send it back to us. The first few questions on that form will make sure that we know you're not farming anymore, and that's important to us as well. I'd like to thank all the people that have responded already. We have more than 35,000 responses from Illinois, and thank you to all the people that have sent in your paper questionnaires or the ones who have used the online tool. We really appreciate it if you do the online tool. Several people have told me it helps them to move a little bit faster. They can skip past sections of the questionnaire that don't apply to their farm. And so it also helps save taxpayer dollars. If you return a paper form to us, we will certainly accept it, and then we pay someone to key the data into a computer. If you do that yourself using the online tool, that helps save some taxpayer dollars.
Well, good to know. How are responses so far? Have you had a good amount turn in these questionnaires, either online or in the mail?
Yes, Illinois is doing quite well. Currently, Illinois is third nationally among all the states. Those rascals in Iowa have managed to get ahead of us, and so did Idaho. Iowa number one, Idaho number two, and Illinois is third nationally in total returns. For those people who are thinking about doing that form, I'd say get it done before the Super Bowl. That's the best thing to do. You don't want that to get in the way of your football viewing pleasure. If you have any questions about how to fill out the form, there is a toll-free number on the questionnaire and on all the correspondence we've sent to you. That number is 888-424-7828. 888-424-7828. And we have a number of people waiting on those lines to answer your questions.
Now, filling out the Census of Agriculture, this is required, required by law. Or, Mark, can you explain that for us? And also, if you don't fill it out, someone is probably going to follow up and try to convince you to do that?
Yes, correct on both issues, Katie. The Census of Agriculture is one of the few projects that NAF does, which is actually required by law. That's the way the rules were written by Congress. It's similar to the 10-year Census of Agriculture that measures all the population. The 5-year Census of Agriculture is required by law. Also, after February 5, NAF will be continuing with some additional data collection activities to make sure that we account for all farms of all sizes and types, including, let's say, some non-traditional farms where people are taking a big garden and taking some of the produce they raise and bringing it to a local farmer's market and selling it there. The local food movement has made changes in the way people shop for food, and the Census of Agriculture is one of the best ways to capture changes in that type of thing.
Well, sounds great. Farmers have until February 5th, as you've said, to fill that out, so this serves as a good reminder to them. Mark, other than the U.S. Census of Agriculture, are there any other upcoming surveys or upcoming results that are going to be released?
You bet, Katie. On January 31st at 2 o'clock Central Time, NAF will release the results of the January Cattle Survey. This is an annual update of the nation's cattle herd. It will include statistics for Illinois and all 50 states. It'll be more than just the total inventory of cattle and calves. It'll include a breakdown by beef cows, milk cows, steers, heifers, calves, cattle on feed, etc. So that's January 31st at 2 o'clock Central. And then on February 22nd, NAF will publish county estimates for corn and soybeans, and those are of great interest to many people in the agricultural world.
Mark Schleusner with the National Ag Statistics Service, and we'll be back with more in just a moment. Farm groups are calling for unity and a follow-through on promises from President Trump after his State of the Union address last night. In a release statement, Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue said President Trump's infrastructure investment plan, touted during the speech, will be a boon to rural America. American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duvall said the roadmap outlined by the president aims to unify and strengthen our nation and continue the theme of renewing rural America. The president presented what Duvall called a bold package for immigration reform that should prime the pump for overdue action. Meanwhile, National Farmers Union urged Trump to follow through on his promises specific to rural America on trade and infrastructure, noting that the president promised to turn the page on decades of unfair trade deals, while also commenting on the president infrastructure plan. National Farmers Union President Roger Johnson said agriculture is looking to President Trump to deliver on his promises to fix the nation's failed free trade agreement framework and crumbling rural infrastructure. Well, the European Union has again delayed a ruling regarding Bayer's planned takeover of Monsanto. Earlier this week, the EU Commission antitrust investigators extended their investigation by 5 working days until March 12th, according to Reuters. The ongoing proceedings would have given Bayer until midnight on Monday to offer further concessions to EU regulators or request another extension of up to 10 working days. The EU did not state a reason for the delay to deliver its verdict on the merger, and a Bayer spokesman declined to comment. The transaction would make Bayer the largest supplier of seeds and crop chemicals, surpassing ChemChina's Syngenta, DowDuPont, and BASF. Late last year, the EU Commission granted Bayer more time to provide information, which pushed the deadline for the EU to decide over the deal back to March 5th from late January. Bayer had initially hoped to wrap up the deal by the end of 2017. Looking at ag-related community events, CNB Bank and Trust is hosting farm succession planning meetings this month. Dr. Ron Hansen will speak. Breakfast and dinner seminars will take place on February 12th and 13th at 4 different locations. To RSVP, call 217-854-4215 or visit cnbil.com. And the First National Bank of Litchfield is hosting their informational meeting tomorrow morning at Maverick Steak and Spirits in Litchfield. And that starts at 7:30. And that does it for today's WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.